Welcome to Siemens Digital Industry Software Podcast Series on Advanced Machine Engineering, brought to you by the Siemens Thought Leadership Team. My name is Bill Butcher, and I am currently the marketing leader for the industrial machinery and heavy equipment industries at Siemens Digital Industry Software, and will be their host for this podcast series. As we've learned throughout this podcast series, industrial machinery manufacturers are seeing groundbreaking technological advancements in the areas of design and machine simulation. Today, in our fourth and final podcast of this series, we are discussing another differentiator of the advanced machine engineering solution, which is that it allows machine manufacturers with the ability to create a multidisciplinary bill of material or BOM and configuration management environment. With this approach, it is possible to leverage your proprietary data to create a digital thread approach to engineering and also create a competitive advantage. We have so enjoyed this series with our resident expert, Bill Davis, who is the Director of Industrial Machinery and Heavy Equipment Solutions at Siemens. Bill has over 30 years' experience in engineering and operations management and has focused the last 20 approximately on the industrial machinery industry. Bill, welcome.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate the introduction, warm introduction, and welcome everybody to a final podcast on advanced machine engineering.
All right, so let's continue this dynamic topic. In the first three podcasts, we talked about the evolution of technology within the machinery industry and key trends that continue to shape the industry today. We also have introduced the advanced machine engineering solution at a high level, where you discussed three key differentiators: multidisciplinary design, virtual machine simulation and commissioning, and multidisciplinary BOM and configuration management. In our last two sessions, we took a deep dive into multidisciplinary design and virtual machine simulation and commissioning. In this session, Bill, I'd like to take a deeper look at multidisciplinary BOM and configuration management and why it's important to our listeners. So, as always, I'd like to start out with asking you just the simple question: what is a managed environment and why should it be important to machine builders and their suppliers?
It's a good topic. It's one that kind of spans the ages. I often think about when we talk about BOM management, about some of the days when I started in engineering way back in the 80s and how we were adopting a lot of these different process scenarios that I'll give you as examples. And we built machinery that manufactured paper cups for our customers. So very high speed equipment, you know, upwards of 200 cups per minute that were, you know, in each one of these machines. And, you know, if you went to one of these plants, you'd see hundreds of these machines being, you know, cranking out paper cups. And so it was kind of a really unique opportunity for me. And I'm grateful that I was able to start my career in that field. And I was equally grateful to understand early on what, even in those days, what we were, what we've come to talk about some of these, this managed environment for, you know, for machinery. So we, of course, had a lot of drawings and everything like that, that were bills of material that were all in, you know, written form, if you will. And so it was really important for us to be disciplined about how we arranged our data. And so before we had PDM, before we had PLM, we had a file cabinet that was our managed environment. To talk about that for a minute, we would build machines that were what we would call today as configure to order. So it's idealized. It's the process is that you have a menu selection of different components and subcomponents and assemblies that you pick from based on a set of criteria that are given by your customer requirements. And you compile that bill of material and you know everything works because you've built it all before. And you know that each one of those different sub-assemblies will work together with it, with its partner, regardless of whatever else you chose. And so it takes a lot of discipline to be for a machinery builder to adopt a configure to order. But obviously, that's the shortest delivery schedule timeframe because it doesn't really require any engineering work. There's no new drawings that have to be made and so on. A more common approach, and we had to do this for some of our customers as well, is where they would ask for something that we didn't have in our configuration list. So an engineer to order type of approach. And we were fortunate in our ability to be disciplined enough to break that down into different affected subassembly. So we could take the modules. We were doing modular machine design even back then. And so we could do the engineering piece on one of the modules, but we knew that as long as we retained those interface points, you know, we could do that in isolation as opposed to having to design a whole new machine. So that's what I would consider to be engineer to order. So that can go from one or more type of subassemblies all the way to, you know, a complete machine if you were completely building something that was brand new. So that's a very wide spectrum, but I think that most of us in the engineering administration world would like to see that being more modular and discrete and not a complete rewrite because there's way too much risk. And the third part, we kind of talk about it from a CTO perspective, but how do I continue to maintain and manage that configure to order ability? And that's by adding greater and greater capabilities. And in our managed environment file folder that we had, I looked at the early machines, and that file folder was only a quarter of an inch thick. And, you know, as we got to the waning days of 2D drafting, and that the number of possible configurations were in that bill of material, and that file folder was an inch or more thick. So it really takes a lot of work to be able to do that platform extension and platform design. But what's equally important, you know, and what companies today, we were able to identify or to take out the mechanical and electrical. We were able to keep those separate in their bills of material. And today, because of all the complexity and because of the integrated nature of the mechanical and electrical and software solutions, you know, that bill of material needs to include everything. It needs to include all of those different capabilities and all those different features and functionality and components. So you have to have a bill of material that represents the entire machine and not just different disciplines.
So we talked about in our other sessions about challenges facing machine developers and builders, and you do mention just complexity. Is complexity the only challenge around this topic of data management, or are there other areas that need to be concerned with as well?
Yeah, so we talked about the product complexity. So in the case of my first company with that manufactured paper cup and container machines, every time we turned around, a customer would ask us to build a version of this machine for a different cup or container size. The team that I led is my first managerial assignment. We designed and built 150 variants a year of those. So complexity is as manageable as you want it to be, I guess is what I would say. But one of the things that really is challenging machine builders today is the fact that they need to manage it all, and that they need to incorporate the different variants and possibilities, right? So we look at maybe a left-hand and a right-hand version of a machine, or different controls. So most machinery builders that are listening to this podcast probably understand that they may build the same machine using Rockwell controllers and build the same machine building Siemens controllers. And because those materials are not the same, there are often translated impacts to, you know, mechanical components and to as well as the electrical components. So you've got that increased product complexity. And then, you know, consider the fact that those in that factory that I mentioned, where you'd have 100 or so machines being running, consider that every one of those cup machines was going to make a different size cup. And then that they were going to only do that for about 2 weeks or 2 days. And so the lot sizes and this changeover part is really what is challenging machinery builders, because they have to design and build these machines to handle these very short lengths of time between that their customers are going to run their machine and before they change over. So they're expecting a lot more adaptability and flexibility in the machines, and they need to offer that variety without driving up costs. And so you've got this complex network, if you will, of features and constraints, you know, that's intertwined with the actual product you know, we can't build a machine without having a product that we're actually building that machine for. So having the features and the functionality is one thing, but having it conform to the product requirements of the customer, that's another part that really is challenging for machine builders to build flexible enough machines.
So it seems like the challenges are encompassing on some level. There's multiple areas that machine builders need to be concerned about. So how can the advanced machine engineering solution help solve these challenges?
That's a really good question. So one of the things, as far as there's a set of capabilities, of course, that we've talked about with regard to multidiscipline engineering, building the machine from the beginning. And then, of course, simulating that machine, proving out that we could build what we said we were going to build. But when you just talk about the variants and the different possibilities and the added customer constraints or requirements, very quickly it becomes apparent to you that every machine, every order that you take as a machine builder is a new project, right? So having the ability to execute all of that, all those projects in an engineering way through the engineering process requires a high level of project management, of discipline around programs and also change management. So consider the fact, just deal with the change management piece first, is that you've got two different areas where change management is really impacted. One is in this platform management or ongoing engineering that we talked about previously. But if we're working through a project, we have to be cognizant of the fact that the reason we're building new machines or reason we're changing things is to reduce cost, right? And so we need to have this managed environment visibility to all the impacts of the change. We need to be able to understand, you know, the complete scope of what's going on there. And then consider this configuration matrix, highly configurable products, is that the applicability, this part's used on the left-hand one, but not on the right-hand one, but it's used on this other version. And, you know, so what you find is that in order to maximize the reuse of a part, it ends up being pretty pervasive throughout the organization. So your change management effort needs to be very robust to be able to make sure that you are accommodating all of those configurations. But just back to project management for a minute, I think that's you need to have the level of planning capability that's in each discipline, kind of a more agile approach. But you have to have traceability of those customer requirements as well as your company requirements, all the way down to the actual activity that's being done by that design engineer, that electrical engineer, that controls engineer in terms of executing that project. So having that scope of deliverables and being able to take it from a high level customer requirement specification document and driving it all the way down through the BOM structure and attaching it to the actual task that's necessary and the deliverable, that gives you a level of capability around ensuring and reducing your risk that you've met those customer requirements. And this is, you know, this project management part is really, it was really important to me as from an automation company perspective, is that when you're in an executive leadership position, you know, you're directly responsible for the performance of the organization, and managing the project when you're talking about these different disparate groups and nobody really having complete ownership of the whole machine, instilling that culture of complete project management is really important to be able to take your machinery company to that next level. And it's one that's easily overlooked for each one of those different discipline domains. And so having a capability in advanced machine engineering around program management, change management is really important.
Yeah, and you would think that, you know, the mentioned accountability and responsibility, those are great drivers for trying to get everybody aligned in your organization and your supply chain the same way. So, Bill, I can't thank you enough for spending the time with us to discuss the unique value delivered through the Advanced Machine Engineering Solution. We covered a lot of topics, and you delivered incredible insights into the challenges and trends that are driving the machinery industry today. Before we end this podcast and this series, could you quickly summarize the main advantages of the advanced machine engineering solution and why it should be considered by our listeners?
Oh, sure, Bill. I'll just talk at a pretty high level. I would encourage everybody to go back and listen to the other podcasts if you want a deeper dive into any one of these areas that we talk about. So first is multidisciplinary engineering. So having that ability to collaborate and work and support all of these different disciplines, the mechanical, electrical, software, fluidics, within a single design environment, and the need, therefore, to build that true digital twin that supports that all of those disciplines. That's a key part of what we're talking about with multidisciplinary design. And the second piece is around virtual machine simulation and commissioning. And we talked about the more traditional 1D, 3D types of simulations, but having a tight integrated simulation solution that with that functionality, it can really support your parallel product development. So it can compress between multidiscipline design and virtual commissioning, you're going to maximize the amount of engineering, concentrated engineering resource that's in a parallel environment and not over extending out. And it's important to understand that having that tight integration and that tight simulation capability is required. Everyone is talking about it from a virtual commissioning perspective. And so having that capability with a real digital twin that represents all of the disciplines, I think is really important. So the first one building on the first one. And then third, being able to manage that all in a single environment that we talked about briefly, and understanding all of those options and variants, and being able to integrate requirements and project and change management, and really be managing that entire bill of material throughout its product life, from the original engineering design through manufacturing, which we also have a great manufacturing solution and around smart manufacturing that plays a role in this BOM configuration management. And then, of course, into service life and managing that machine bill of material throughout its life. So advanced machine engineering, just to summarize, comprises the three contents of multidiscipline design, virtual machine simulation and commissioning, and multidisciplinary BOM and configuration management. I thank you for the opportunity to speak about advanced machine engineering.
Well, thank you again, Bill, as well. It's been a pleasure to speak to you throughout this series on advanced machine engineering, highlighting the positive effects on the manufacturing industry. We're looking forward to hearing your contributions on additional series for industrial machinery very soon. Thank you all very much, and thanks for listening.